Okay, so we saw yesterday these two different aspects of Malchus. The Malchus of Shko, the Malchus of Yosef, Yosef the Tzaddik, who represents the Malchus of the Am, that's the Malchus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have Yehuda, who represents the Malchus of the Yochid, not the Tzaddik Gomor, he was the Baal Tshuva. That aspect of Malchus, which is less Lemigar Miklum. Okay, so let's focus a little bit on Yehuda. The way of Yosef is a way of just rare individuals. Let's see Yehuda, Kuf Mem Tes, the last, second last paragraph. Malchus Yehuda, Ein La Mishal Atzmai Mu'uma. The Malchus of Yehuda, which is David HaMelech, has nothing of its own. Other rather. David HaMelech, Shea HaMelech Yehuda, Nehma, Ein Ma Midim Parnas, Ala Tzibo Elim, Ten Kupish, Shotzim, Tzlo, Vela Chayro. Kol Chayvi, David HaMelech, Mitalech, Mitvek Toda, Shel Vechatos, Ineg, Visomi. Malchus, Einu Shoeves, Es Koicha, Mikoich, Hatzitkus, Ela Mi Etzem, Habitl, Hamuchlat, Lekodesh, Bochu. You're not a melech because of your tzitkis, you're a melech because of total bitl to the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chines. Ha'isik aseh oivet b'kash avdecha, kol musu shel David HaMelech Yehuda, he is batlis gemuru l'rotzen Hashem, and he avdecho bein amosecha, David HaMelech says. And he avdecho bein amosecha, rak malchus shemayim omde l'neged ayinu. That's the malchus that matters to David HaMelech, not his malchus. Malchus Shamayim. No, we don't sing yet. No, we don't sing yet. No, we don't sing yet. Ubechines Yehuda Aisa is Golus Shemisham Heitzei Harov. I have a friend and he became a Rov in a certain community in New York. So he told me when he finished his rabbinical course, whatever, you know, you got all the gala, you got a Berkshire Squid or whatever, you come around. They tell you the first thing you do when you come to new communities, you don't do anything new for a year. Don't change anything for a year. Just sit there and learn. And then after a year, you want to start making changes, make changes. You've been there for 2 days. Okay? Don't push your luck. In a year, you can come with suggestions about changing things the way we do things. Okay. We're not opposed to, we've known each other for a few weeks, so we go back a while. We're not opposed to change, but slowly. Ubechines Yehuda Aisa b'izgolus mishamisham peitzah herok klema zu derech sherabim yechoyli la'anois mimenu. This derech of Yehuda is a pathway that many can get involved in. The Hamoin Am can't get to a dagger of a tzaddik who never sinned. There's a few individuals. But everybody can attain the level of Yudah. Nullification of oneself. It doesn't mean you become a nothing. We mentioned that yesterday. You're a fully actualized person. You have to be a fully actualized person. You don't become a nothing. But that fully actualized person gives everything back to Hashem. I said yesterday, you'll find these bechinas both in Yehuda and both in Yosef. The question is, which one's light is shining brighter? Your nose could have been a toe also. Everything contains everything, remember? Okay, fine. We're focusing on what light is shining brighter there than there. Yes, Yosef could have been Yehuda and Yehuda could have been Yosef. They all have aspects of each other, for sure. If all you're thinking about is yourself, you're going to have a hard time never sinning. Mistakes. But that wasn't what he brought to the world. What he brought to the world was Yosef HaTzadik, that rare individual that never sinned. What Yehuda brought to the world was something else. Hashvatim HaGadashim v'Yosef. So now we have these two bechinas, these two mahalchim, these two shittas, if you want to call them that. And now there's a machlekas, gedolim, what is the correct way to serve Hashem? The Tanis Shal Yosef HaTzadik Agama Yeshul Avod is Hashem Mitoich Utzma Shal V'Yigba Liba B'Dach HaShem. Yosef holds that the correct way to be Oved Hashem is via this koyach of v'yigba liboy v'darche Hashem v'lidei kach legalot l'roinen ishmoy shel Hashem bo'olam. Kosher Jewish gaiva taken to the extreme, and in that way you megala kovod shamay. Okay, chalomaisov shel you Yosef. Haymuchomin letzibu hamushubad letzadik hagomo. What's Yosef's dream? What represents Yosef's mahalach in the world? He's at the center of the universe. Everybody's is mishtachaveh to him? The she's bow down to him. The stars bow down to him. Yosef miyatzeg es am Yisrael ka'am. Hu atzarik agomu. V'alem is batlin. Kol ha'yechidim. Hu manig es atzibu kulu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. But it says Mitzrayim. The entire nation was misbattled to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they went out of Mitzrayim. Tzadik HaGomel leading the nation out of Mitzrayim. That's Yosef. All the nations, all the people of the nation, mishtachavim and focused on the Tzadik. K'mol she'ama Yosef HaTzadik l'achav b'tir chalom Yosef. As Yosef described to his brothers, the dream, v'hine kama alum Yosef v'gam mitzvah v'hine tzurina alum Yoschem. My sheath, whatever you want to call that, was gathered there together. The one that represented me was standing there and whatever, and around it was all of you guys, and you all bowed down to me. All the individuals surround the Tzadik HaGomel was battling Allah, and they nullify themselves to him. Hine chalamti chaloyim oy behine.
Hashenis.
Hashenis. Yo, Hashenis. That's how I read it. Hashenis hine. Chalamti chaloyim oy behine Hashemesh ve'erech ve'echer asetuhoy mishtacha v'imli. Hold on. I'm there in the middle and all the stars and the sun and the moon represented his mother and his father were bowing down to me. Kefirin is by li'il k'day la'akim ha'am chayv li'yoyz bitl shel ha'yechidim klape ha'melech. Malchus has these two aspects. First of all, the melech has to be a melech. Melech can't be part of the nation. He can't be like everybody else. He has to be separate from the nation. That's why he wears a crown. Why? Because the crown's above the system. The crown is above the head. It's not part of the melech. That's to represent that the melech is above the nation. Because if he's like everybody else, why is he the melech? He has to be separated from the nation. Mitzad sheni, he has to be involved in the nation. You have an army, it's always made up of different groups. At the top of the Air Force, you've got a bunch of Yechidim that are battled to the head of the Air Force. The guy that's the head of the Air Force is battled to the Chief of Staff. That's the way it works. You started with the lowest guy, and then he goes up and up and up and up until you get to the king. And everyone's misvatel to the king. That's a nation. There's a malechet. There's a king, and under the king there's the ministers, and under them there are the workers, and then under them duck 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 all the way around. And everyone's, that's how it works. It's a bit like a bureaucracy, but that's the way it works. Okay. That's called Am. B'teira Nema v'yev Yaakov es Yosef. Tafkidu shel Yaakov avinu koma haya lahakim es Am Yisrael. Yaakov's job in the world was to build Klal Yisrael. That's all he ever did. If you learn Chumash, understand that all Yaakov is doing, when he's playing with Lavan sheep and when he's building sukkah, whatever he's doing, he's only doing one thing. He's building Am Yisrael. Nothing else that Yaakov avinu did. Or Avram or Yitzchok, because they are voice, and that's what an Av is. They were the Av, they were building Am Yisrael. That's Yaakov's stuff. The Chayni Oiv is Darko Shel Yaakov. That's why he loved Yaakov's Derech. The Gamin of Shemaim Askimo al Yodoy. The Rots of Akach Vamnam Kovod Shemaim Otsum Haya Yoitzimikach. In Shemaim, they agreed with him. And that was wanted because an enormous Kiddush Hashem comes out of it. If we would be zoiche to be an Am Hashem, where everybody listens to the mitzvahs of Hashem, it's mevatel to him. Ulamashwatin Tainalamusa, the Swatim said no. Shadaka Aidu Matibili is Derecharabi. That's not a path that's shaykh to most people. So Derech HaYochid, that's the Derech of the Yochid. That's Yosef's path. It's not shaykh to anybody else. Hey Mochriz Dakar Shil Yehuda, Shu Derech HaBitl Vachnonke Derech HaGlamle HaMegale is Malchus Hashem Betzura Shleime Yosef. They chose a path of bitl and humbleness, which reveals Malchus Hashem in a more complete way. That's the path of those that aren't tzaddikim gemurim. They're the ones that trip up, shivat tzaddik yopul become. They fall, they get up, they fall, they get up, they fall, they get up, they do avirus, they do tshuva. Zu dachem shel elu shekol yamei merurim al oizva mes Hashem. Those are the ones that all their lives are bitter because they left Hashem. Meriru zu goyremes lem lizbatul klava misparach v'en enu magishim chashivus b'derech avadoysom. Kamay medoven amelach alo sholam, ani tulant v'lo ish. Chem pas odem v'bizu ab. There's Dovid HaMelech beating himself up again. Misery, Dovid HaMelech. Absolute misery. Looking around miserable and terrified and guilty conscience and paranoid. That's Dovid HaMelech, yeah? If you don't understand the language, don't read the book. V'ani tolat v'lo ish cher pas odem v'bizui am. Miserable creature, Dovid HaMelech. And he was a Baal Simcha at the same time. And he was a Navi. He had to be about sympathy. He weren't about sympathy. He also wrote unbelievable music. Leonard Cohen was also a miserable, depressed person who wrote beautiful music. So what? You have no raya for anything. We know David O'Malley was a healthy, fully fledged, activated human being who would say, I need to last. Mishpat ze omad Dovid HaMelech al atzmo biglal hakupa shel shotzim hamonachas loy ma'achorov v'yagoremes lo liyos nechne v'shechu v'ein av yosef min hatzadik v'gomer davka chotov osu leichno yosef. Davka the sin he did caused him to be more mevatel and more less lay migar miklum. More and more of ein li klum. But I still function and do everything I have to do. Build the base of Migdash. We say he's more shit on the dog. Yeah, he did a couple of things in his life, Dobby. Nachon, you don't get it. That's the first step in getting it, realizing you don't get it. When you know that you don't get it, because you know yourself well enough to know that there's something lacking in me that can't understand that, and I'm okay with that, then you can start it. Calls my list. I don't get it. That's important. No, that's it. You'll never get it. Recognize that there's something here we don't understand. Okay. Thinking you can understand everything, that's the root of apikorsa. You hear that? Thinking you can understand everything is the shortage of apikorsa. Why did you think you could understand everything? Because Hashem's so small that you can understand it. No, how did you think you could understand everything? You have to be very small to think you can understand everything. If Hashem's something you can understand everything about him, then Hashem's not you. Then we're really in a lot of trouble. Who needs a God that he can understand? You want something a little bit bigger than you, huh? Something that forces you to transcend yourself. Otherwise, you and Hashem are just hanging out together and you're exactly the same. Yeah? Rebecca once mentioned about the guy who said, I just don't get Rabbi Lashem. I just don't understand Rabbi Lashem. Rebecca said to him, that's a feature, not a bug. The fact that you don't understand Rabbi Lashem is good news, not bad. But if you could understand Rabbi Lashem, well, then why do we have to stand up in line there in Mashrim to go to Rabbi Lashem? We'll just come to you. Of course you don't understand Rabbi Lashem. You learn for 120 years and do nothing else. And then come tell me you don't understand Rabbi Lashem. Like maybe Rosh Hashanah Zalman could say, I don't understand Rabbi Lashem. If you understand what he means, you know exactly what Rabbi Lashem knows, and you don't understand. But you know nothing. So of course you don't understand Rabbi Lashem. So you don't understand Hashem? That's not a bug, that's a feature. Because you don't understand Hashem. Hashem is a little bit bigger than us. I'm looking at life through a keyhole and I don't understand what's going on in the room. Of course not, because all you see is the key. Many more sholim like that, anyway. So acknowledging, oh, that's interesting. I don't get it. I don't understand. This Rashi is fascinating. Yeah, Rashi says 1 and 1 is 2, and yeah, Rashi says 1 and 1 is 3. I wonder what that's about. Maybe you can start learning the Rashi. But if you go, I just don't get Rashi, Rashi, that's impossible. Why? He forgot what he said. You'll never understand Rashi. Because your starting point is that you understand everything. No, you don't understand Rashi. Is Rashi making a mistake? Is Rashi forget what he wrote? No, that's ridiculous. You don't understand what he's saying yet. You don't understand what he's saying. Just be curious. And when you're curious, you'll ask questions. When you ask enough questions, you'll get the answer. Because you understand a lot more today than you did a year ago. Kach mevaye hasvasemes ki machlekes Yosef v'achiv hayek Yosef bochel lo liyeh tzadik nivcha sheledek Yosef yomshik kol bnei adam l'ashem yisparach. This is svasemes. The machlekes between Yosef and his brothers were that Yosef chose to be the tzadik that's nivcha sheledek kedusha asay via his kedusha. He drags all of bnei adam to Hashem. And the Shvatim chose that each person should serve Hashem the way he serves Hashem. Yosef is what's called the Derech HaLechatchila. We have a Tzadik Gomer and everyone's mevatel to the Tzadik HaGomer and they serve Hashem in that way. Lumezois Dachah Sheliu the Derech Balei Tshuva Derech Hachno Yitzuras HaBediyevet. Will you bring me a Chelek Beis in Chavis HaLevavos, please? I'll show you this in the Chavis HaLevavos. I'll be passing it. I'll be passing like Yosef and Yehuda. I'll show you the Chavis HaLevavos. Nifla. Ulam davka b'niyevet ze megalis malchus Hashem yaseh miderech ha-tzadik ha-gom. Somehow in the b'niyevet, which we'll see is actually the l'chatchila, the malchus shemayim is megalis more than by the tzadik ha-gom. V'yigam yecholil yaseh nachlis ha-klal, it's all something everybody can have. V'lorak nachlis yechidi segula. Ha-b'niyevet hu v'shor shoy ha-l'chatchila. The b'niyevet in the root is actually the l'chatchila. Same as Lucha's Rishon and Lucha's Sheini. What was Lucha's Chila? Lucha's Rishon and Lucha's Sheini. No, Sheini.
Close. Well, then why doesn't give it first if it wasn't Lucha's Chila?
Go back to 1, 2. Says the Chayvus Halavavos, Sharei Tshuva, it's not relevant at the moment. It's not in Yom HaDiyoma, but we'll do it anyway. Baru lanu mikva. It's very clear to us already. Gamale de Aseichel, or Gamale Mashe Kosu B'Torah. Both from our own Seichel and also what's written in the Torah. The person does not fulfill his obligations, his responsibilities to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a shock to you, that's news to you, to see me afterwards. We do not do what we're supposed to do properly. We have a few minor leaks. We see, the seichel that you see people have different conflicting koiches by nature. He's made up of conflicting foundations. The minas of his nefesh are the mamash, the opposite of the second one. The things that cause his actions, his movements, complete, they change all the time. Sometimes these deeds are very nice. And sometimes they are, he calls them mucharim, not so nice. Sometimes he does injustice, and sometimes he's the biggest righteous. That's one of the reasons why the Torah has to tell a person how to conduct himself and behave. Because he has all these conflicting things going on inside of him. And if he wasn't bound somehow by a set of rules, he would just bounce around all over the place. That's all the seichel. What about the Torah? The Torah says, Ki yetzer halev ha'adam ra min ha'ro'ev. Person's tendencies are evil from when he's very young. Right now, I call yetzer machshavos rakol hayoyim. That's gracious. That's not the best. Yeah, the desires, the tendencies of a person, of his machshavos, of his mind, are evil all the time. Venema, v'ayi pera odem yivolet, etc., 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 etc. V'chiven sha'uv de'ish adam einu mamal is chavoy sof klapei boyret. K'moshe shachochna, I've proved that we don't fulfill our obligation. V'chem richem alav ha'boyret ne'i shu'oev oto v'chas alam. Kosh Baruch Hu loves us and he cares about us. V'nos alam, no yaseh yecholis l'takin eshi geisa v'la'ashnim is ma'ah. He gave us the opportunity to fix up the things we broke. Unbelievable gift. Tshuva. But that's Yudah. That's not Yosef. Yosef doesn't need this. I mean, Yosef also needs tshuva, but don't need that.
Yosef never sinned. Yosef never sinned.
Correct. We'll see now. We'll see now. Not only did he give it to us, but he nudged us to go and get involved in it because it's such a wonderful gift. Now listen to this. The Gamla Tzadikim, Hatshuva hi hechreichis. Even to the Tzadikim, Tshuva is imperative. Ke'ishnam shnei mini Tzadikim, there's two types of Tzadikim. Ke'elu shelo osu chet va'ovo mi mayhem. Was Yehuda Tzadik? This was a Tzadik. Yosef was also tzaddik, so what are you talking about? Watch. There's the tzaddik like Yosef who never sinned. All those tzaddikim who did sin. But they did tshuva. If he's done tshuva, he's now a tzaddik. When Yehuda does tshuva, even Yosef can't go there. That's such a high level. Most of the tzaddikim, we know that already. We know the body, the proof of birth aren't worth that much. It's the balei tshuva that are tzaddikim. Huh? He's not talking about balei tshuva, what we mean by balei tshuva. There's two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik that never sinned. Why is he a tzaddik? What's a tzaddik? First of all, let's define our term. What's a tzaddik? What is the total definition of a tzaddik?
It was
51%. Nope. Tzaddik is somebody who does everything he's supposed to do. 100%. Tzaddik does everything he's supposed to do. A chassid is Avraham Avinu who does more than he's supposed to do. But a tzaddik is somebody who does what he is supposed to do. Everything he's supposed to do, he's supposed to do. Noach was a tzaddik? Yes. He did everything he was supposed to do.
Wait,
the line
of Shulchan Aruch, or what
you're
supposed to do?
What you're supposed to do is Shulchan Aruch. Your Shulchan Aruch. Ma'achavasai ba'alamoy. In the singular. You notice that in the Mesillas Yesharim? Take out the Mesillas Yesharim right at the beginning. Most of us don't get past that paragraph. Yisboro v'yisames. Ma'achavasai ba'alamoy is in the singular. Whatever your chiyuv in your world now is. Okay? Whatever you have to do. The go-to point of finding what I have to do is Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's a starting good. That's not a bad place to start. You've been called Shulchan Aruch. That's a pretty good place to start being a tzaddik. That's a definition of a tzaddik. So when a tzaddik sins and he does tshuva, he's a tzaddik because he did what he was supposed to do. Most of the tzaddikim are balei tshuva. They're very few tzaddikim that never sin. The tzaddikim, we encounter a tzaddikim who sinned in the tshuva. There are a few Yosef tzaddiks running around the world. V'raya l'kach, I'll bring your eye, says, Kesheresh Yizki David HaMelech Heshnei, yeah, David HaMelech coming up, eh? Kesheresh David HaMelech Heshnei Asugim Alolu Shel Tzadikim, and David HaMelech mentions these two types of tzaddikim. Apo Pisha Adela Aski Tchile Es HaTzadikim Shelo Chotu Mimayel. You should have first mentioned the tzaddikim that never served. Trekol Baal Tshuva Ayet Tzadik Lifnei Shechotu. Because every Baal Tshuva was a tzaddik before he sinned, right? There's not a Baal Tshuva who was like us. We gave it. That's because they weren't born from, and then we became from. We more like gave it, not Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva is someone who's a tzaddik, sinned, and then he's a tshuva. He's a Baal Tshuva. But he was a tzaddik before he sinned. They call Baal Tshuva a tzaddik if they should call. But long called tzaddik, hey, a Baal Tshuva. But not every tzaddik is a Baal Tshuva, because you could be a Yosef a tzaddik, who's a tzaddik without being a Baal Tshuva. Because he never sins, he never had to do tshuva. Because I see scarce Baalik tshuva tchila. Nevertheless, David HaMelech in Tehillim Lamed Beis, they first mentioned the Baalik tshuva. Vama Ashrei nosu pesha kisu choto. Ashrei. The one who's done pesha and chot. Chet. Vaka chizke, sa tzadikim, shelo chotim liyamein, vama alayim, Ashrei odem, lo yachshrei vashem lo ovon. David Melech first mentioned the Baalei Tshuva, and then he mentioned the tzaddikim gemurim. Why? But then he's got David Melech, his Baalei Tshuva tchile. Vipnei sherei vatzaddikim ein Baalei Tshuva. Because most of the tzaddikim are Baalei Tshuva. Whose shita is that? Yehuda. Ve'el tzaddikim shelo chotim ein. Ein uvet suim b'kold or. You don't find him. You don't make him in a generation. If Hashem would keep our avoinus and account, make us accountable for them, who could survive? That you'll find somebody that never sins. There's no one who doesn't make a mistake. So every now and again, you get a few yechidim, a few rare individuals who break the rules. There were so few of them, we can count them on one hand almost. Those that died because of the sin of Adam and Rishon. Always like that. Phase two is always the b'diyeved that's l'chatchila.
Phase two is always the b'diyeved.
Go back to 1, 2, 3.
Why? Because it was made that we had to break.
No. First, you have to understand the principle of 1, 2, and 3. Once you understand 1, 2, and 3, then you understand exactly what we're talking about. If you weren't here for the shiur 1, 2, and 3, but you never heard of Tet giving it over many, many times. Phase one, phase two, and phase three. Everything in the world is made up of phase one, two, and three.